full of the chashuv of bachrim that are assembled here. I'd like to give some hakavod hatayv before we start to Zev Aryeh Leib. How's it? What's his name? Zev Dov Aryeh Goldberg, who's in charge of seeing to it that the gashmius of the yeshiva, the achil and shtiyah, should be taken care of in the tzadiyes atayv. And tonight is not an exception, Baruch Hashem. Appreciate his involvement. I appreciate all the Bachim's involvement, those who work for him, Mr. Freund, and Baruch Leib, that doesn't work for him, but he still takes care of it. And Aaron Rivico, who's took on the major burden, responsibility, and privilege of seeing to it that this should be the beautiful Malka that it is. I have a tremendous debt of gratitude, a tremendous hakaras hatev to the Rashiva from Washington, Silver Spring, for acquiescing to come to be mahana us, to be able to bring us into the Shavua Shechalbay of Purim and being able to engender a simcha and being able to, the simcha should be something that's not just the gashmi yistik simcha, but the ruchni yistik simcha. And it's a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous privilege for us. And I'd like to ask the Shiva to please address the Aylam. I asked the Shiva to please sit, if the Aylam will just turn around and come just to be able to see. And rather than have the Rishiva stand, I think it would be a much more beneficial.
Okay. A good vach, and it's something which is a tremendous oinig ruchni to be part of a mesiba of Bnei Torah that come together with a reimus of ruach to for inyanim of kedusha. And yet with a mesibas and a dibuk haverim. We just learned Parsha Zohar, and obviously Parsha Zohar is the Inyan HaRiyoma. And I like to try to be oimid on a certain nekuda. A lot is spoken about Amalek and where we were remiss and so on. I like to try to touch on another nekuda. The pasuk says, Asha korcha baderech, vayizane b'cho kol ha-nechsholem achrecho, va'ato oyev yageya, v'lo yareh lekim. So there's a machloikis here in Chazal, and a machloikis in Rishonim, in learning up the pasuk. If yareh lekim goes on Amalek or on Klal Yisrael, the Trop obviously lend themselves to it going on Amalek. There's an asnacht of yageya, but it's two lashonis in Chazal. And Rishonim, most of them are noted that it's on Amalek, but some Rishonim do learn that the Pasha Pshat is Yisrael. If it's going on Klal Yisrael, I'd like to try to understand the context. So obviously, if it's going on Amalek, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Ato Oyev Yegea, you are vulnerable, you know, it's just Rachmanis on you, you are tired, you are thirsty, V'lo Yireh Elokim, and they were not at all scared to go and attack you. If it's going on Klal Yisrael, so, if Lo Yireh Elokim is a taina to Klal Yisrael, obviously Oyev Yegea is also a taina to Klal Yisrael. It's a geta like it got to be Yisrael. It's something you were remiss in the fact that you were Oyev Yegea. So, the question I'd like to understand is, I mean, every person has limited koiches. A person has gvulas. A person can ask me for a taiva to walk a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, at some point, I can't. So I mean, Klal Yisrael was tired, so what's the taina to them? And you find in the Navi occasionally tainas of being tired, and it's hard to understand a little bit because it's a physical gvul that a person, so sometimes a person can do something even if he's tired, but here it's v'ata oyev yegea, that itself seemed to be a taina. Rashi says Oyev Bitzamo. He brings Psukim, and you do find in Chazal many times that water is the antidote to Tzimoyen. We'll see some the psukim like that. That it's keilu. It's ayefus and simon eretz ayefa tziyavayef b'limoyim. It's something where it's without water. I mean, yes, but how does ayef cross over the two? I mean, achila and re'evus, if somebody's hungry, is also limited. You don't find ayef used for that. Ayef used specifically for that. It says kimayim kaim nefesh ayefa pasuk mishlei. So it seems to be that water deals with ayefus. I'd like to try and understand how, what. Another, there's a chazal, Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says that it's speaking about what's lamala, what's not. It's brought down in so Zermatchi brings it somewhere else, also brings it. It says, Gemira de lamala lehava lo yeshiva, velo tachrus, velo orev, velo ifui. In other places, it's a little bit more by Richus. And it says these are things that we don't have lamala. And the way it's brought in other places, in other words, there are no physical gvulas that we understand. The word ifui, the way it's in our Gemara, it's part of three or four other things. In the Lashonis Nifrim Medrashim that it's brought down like that, it's brought together with tachrus and kina and so on. In other words, lamala, there are no physical gevulois. And that's why there was, over there was a shaila that Acha thought there would be two rishuyos because of it. And there are no gevulois. And also, there are no emotions of tachrus and kina. And ifui is put together with that. In most of the lashonis, most of the chazal over here. The word ifui, Rashi learns, means ayefus. The Rambam actually learns it means spreading out, miloshim va'ofim kosev. But al kaponim, Rashi, and again, many Rishonim learn it means miloshim ayefus. So, I mean, how does ayefus come in over there? There's no tachrus, no physical things. There are no, again, the expanded loshon in different chazal is kina and tachrus. Ayefus is it's neither here nor there anything. I mean, if you're listening to something like that, there's no coughing, lamala. There's no winking. I mean, end of a seif. You know, you want to say there's no makom to make gvulos, I understand. You want to say that there are no midos, yeah. But then once you start getting to pirtei pratim like ayefus, so there's a lot of other things that aren't there. So what do we want over here? Those are two in yonim, I guess, centered around the word ayefus. And try to understand a little bit what ayefus means, I guess, in a wider sense of the word, deeper sense of the word, and then we'll try to understand where it comes in Koyachas HaNefesh. So, Mokar is a Goyen. The Goyen is, it's in a Spirish on Navi, it's a Chavakuk. The Malbim also says it in Yeshaya, actually, similar, not quite the same, but very similar. It says in the pasuk, "Yelchu lo yafu, yarutzu v'lo yigo." They will walk and they won't get tired. They'll run and they won't get tired. "Yelchu v'lo yafu, yarutzu v'lo yigo." So the Goyen says that there are two inyanim. A person, he says, does something that's difficult, that's heavy, that's hard, and on that, the yigo is the appropriate term to describe the problem, the gvulas. So he says, Aleph, sha'oysa malacha kveda, afa pi sha'oysa shoma etes, tekev yiga. Aval ha'oysa malacha kala doesn't become tired. Ach, he says, im oysa kol hayoim, v'lo yishavas rucho, ye oyev. But if he does it all day without stopping, he becomes oyev. So he's medayik in the pasuk. Halicha is it brings about yiof, and ritza brings out yigo. So I understand ritza and yigo makes a lot of sense. One, it's a physical exertion. A person has physical limitations, And there's a gvul to what a person can do. What exactly is, what does he mean if he does it all day? Does he mean to say that it just, if you schlep a face 100 kilo for an hour or 10 kilo for 10 hour, it's physically the same? Then it's the same thing. I mean, the question that one is, yes, a person runs, he can run 5 minutes without having to stop. If you walk, you can walk an hour without having to stop. But there's no real nafkamina in the two. It's the same thing, basically. Just a question of you exerted in time or you exerted in effort. So it means something else. Let's understand what it means. A person doesn't, I think the right word in English, the right translation would be tired and weary. In other words, a person's metzias doesn't allow for doing something that doesn't reach a tachlis. It's more than his, so if we ask ourselves, what exactly is the gvul, then the answer would be the koyach haratzen. A person stops at some point wanting to do it. The koyach haratzen is misoirer to do things. Something that is endless, that's constant, there is no koyach haratzen for it. I guess a little bit of a deeper knetch. What's me'oirer koyach haratzen is tainug. When a person looks for a pleasure, so I have something I want, I go for it. It says a tainug to me is not a tainug. Something that's, once something becomes constant, I no longer have a tam in it of tainug, so I don't have a ratzen for it. My koyach haratzen goes someplace else. This becomes part of my routine, and I can't say I'm striving for it. I can't say I have cheshek for it, and nothing is meishik. So the koyach haratzen is the koyach that is built in a way that when there's a certain peak of tainug that I can strive for, then that's what I go for. If there's nothing that I can strive for, and I'm not reaching any type of peak, then it fizzles out. So we have two very separate gvulos on activity. One gvul on activity is a physical limitation, and that's yiga, and the person doesn't have any type of he wants to do it, but he's just limited. So a person runs. Running exerts a person tremendously, and he has a gvul how much he can run, and that's yigo. A person has to do. There are certain pulls we can keep doing, but any cheshek, if a person keeps walking, it becomes nimus. Anything that is routine and going no place, in other words, mismashe harbezman means. It doesn't climax in any way. Just okay, keep going and going and going and going and going. A person can't do that, and a person stops. That's where ayefus come from. So ayefus is a limitation, the koyach haratzen of a person, and it's something that is a limitation. That's a pneumistic limitation. It's not a limitation of a guf. It's a limitation of a nefesh. It's, as a matter of fact, it's interesting, the Lashon, the Pasuk in Shmuel, I think it says, Vayavo itoich vayiofu ha'om vayinofshu. In other words, you get back your nefesh, so to speak, when you take a break. And, okay, now you have a new cheshik. It stopped, it finished, and now it's something new. You have a new destination, new beginning, and so on. The Malachim, when it says that they don't have any type of ifui, it's not talking about chitzonistic gevulos, because that would be included in distance and shape and size. It's not, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about Whereas for us, we need a tshuka and a rotzen to be misoyer by some sort of point, by something. By malachim, they're misharis in be'etzim, their mohus is misharis, and be'mele there's no ifui. There's no panimis tekekvul because their driving mechanism is not a particular tainug with a rotzen to get to it. The driving mechanism is to do, because that's what they are. So malachim not having ifui is a much, it's a whole different mohus of what drives them, and therefore they're not limited to ifui. Where does ifui come in with tzimoin? I mean, the fact that it dovetails two things. An eretz tziyav ve'oyev b'li moyim, a weary land without water. Kimayim karim al nefesh ayefa, cold water on somebody who is weary. So you see that there seems to be, in other words, tzimoyin is its own mechanism. It's a limitation. So if we understand a person's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person, the koyach hachius in a person is the fluidity, the blood that's pulsating is his chius. In other words, the tafkid of achila and shtia are different in a person. Even though both of them nominally, from a physical point of view, they both supply needed nutrients. This supplies this, it supplies this. But if you think about it, food supplies material goods. A person needs calories to burn. A person needs proteins. A person needs things. It's objects that a person is missing. A person uses up the energy and the flesh and bones, and he needs to replace it. That's achila. So achila fills in a physical chayser, and that's it. When a person has, the water becomes, in a certain sense, the person's koyach achius. A person who's dehydrated, that's why we can last a lot longer without food than without water. Because food is something that, it's materials that are missing. So if a person has stored up materials, he has stored up materials, and the body can use it. If a person is missing water, the dynamic part of the person is the fluid that circulates. And as that dries out, the person becomes sluggish and lethargic, and he dies. That's the mitzvah of tzimon. So the mechanism of tzimoyin in a person addresses his nefesh, in a sense, a lot more than his guf. The Maral speaks about the dalat koisis and he speaks of the dalat koisis and the chilas matzah, the inyef shtia, the inyef shtia mizbeach. He speaks about being a much more refined inyan, which means that the food addresses is things that we're missing, And the water somehow stells to a person's chius. A person who's hungry, he can have cheshek to do whatever he has to do. A person has cheshek to do something, but he's hungry, so there's a pain that he has to take care of, or is a weakness, because he's missing food. A person who is dehydrated loses cheshek. His koyach harotzen begins to wane. A person who's hungry, his koyach harotzen might be very strong. It's just that he has to take care of some tzar or weakness. The mayim is something which is for nefesh ayefa. It's water. Since water stimulates a person's koyach achius, then that's the chelek that it takes care of, and that's why it gives something. So a person who is weary, a cold drink, he perks up. It's very different, the sensation of a person. When a person is hungry, he eats and he's satisfied. He doesn't feel, he feels he was missing something, he got it. When a person is weary and tired, and a person drinks something cold, and or washes of some called even in a certain pchina of sicha being kishtia, the person feels a nuchias himself. He's mechay himself with it. That's the teva dvarim because it reflects a certain teva. Where does it go on a deeper level? In other words, this is the way physically things are. So if a yefus is something which is a shortcoming or limitation of the nefesh. So on some level, shtia kipshutoi is going to address that issue. Since shtia gives a certain level of tainug and a certain type of hana that's a little more refined, it'll personally perk up and will possibly continue. But when we're talking about a real nafshistic level, where does that come in? So the Goyen says, this is a Goyen in Mishlei, and he speaks on the pasuk of Mayim Karim al Nefesh, Ayefa, Ushmur Toymer Etz Merchak. So he says like this, it says, Mayim Karim al Nefesh Ayefa, cold water on a Nefesh that's Ayefa, Ushmur Toymer Etz Merchak, and when you hear something good from a foreign land, I mean, yes, it's when you hear a good shmur that you weren't expecting, it's nice. When you drink cold water and you're tired, it's nice. Well, my answer is Arsinai. If the mushal is that it's a nice thing, you could give a whole sefer full of mishalim. Well, what's the mushal? Mayim karnav shayefa ushmur toim etz merchak. So the Goyen says, Keshamayim karmel nefesh hu nene me ma'oid, kimoy shebo shmur toiv l'odim vu meretz merchak, shu nene ma'oid, so he touches the word in the pasuk that it's equating to. V'ho'inyan. In Torah you have pardes. V'heim nachlokim l'shnayim. Chochma v'teira. So in Torah itself you have two chalokim. One he calls chochma, one he calls teira. Teira is pshat and drash. And chochma is remez and soid. V'hi, and the remez and soid is called mayim. It's when a person hears a shmur that was far away. It was something that really was beyond him, and he hears it. And it's when the nefesh ayefa is oimer on a soid and chachma. And so on. In other places, the Goyen says mimerchak tavilachm on the pasuk. Same inyan. Let's try a little bit to understand what he means and what he's talking about. In the world of mitzvahs, a person does mitzvahs and he does them constantly, and that's what we keep doing. Dant b'teva hadvarim has in itself the limitation of ayefus. For a person to keep doing routine constantly, we have the gvul of ayefus. And that's a problem in the world of mitzvahs. In Torah itself, you also have that problem. Because there's pshat, what he calls the pshat, what he calls Torah and pshat, the words, whatever is what it is. We have we have Tanakh, we have Mishnayos, Gemara, and that's it. So that also doesn't, that chelk of Torah doesn't quite address the inyan of ayefus. The inyan of ayefus is addressed whenever I bring something from Eretz Merchok, it means it wasn't part of my metzias until now. Until now, my scope was from here to here, and something else is brought into it. If just like we said before, the nefesh is misayef from something that's constant, that has no chiddush, the chelek that revives the nefesh, the chelek that the mayim karim for the nefesh ayefa, is the chelek of Torah that comes from a mokem merchak. Meaning, it wasn't part of my scope until now. It wasn't something that I saw it all in the framework of what I understand, and something was injected from afar into my into my frame of reference. The chiluk of Torah that has that nekud of chiddush is the chiluk that is called Jewish soid and remez, which means it's not obvious. It's something I have to crack my head on. It's something I have to work hard, and that's where I find it. I guess, in a certain sense, if we can ask ourselves what's the Inyan El Yoyma, we're at the end of a long winter, Baruch Hashem. Long, long winter, it's with Ibiyar, and it's people sat and learned for a long time, sit and learn for a long time. And Teva Dvarim, that there's a certain Nayefus. And some people let it out on Purim. You know, that's the one way or another. Their frustration, their sort of, I won't say the word monotony, whatever it is. Not the ideal tool for reinvigorating yourself. But it is, we need to understand that Ayefus is something that's there. And there's a chelik of Torah that addresses it. In other words, and this is something that we can sort of look beyond a wintersman and in yeshiva and ibayar wintersman. Life is Be'ez Hashem long. I mean, the olam has 100 years left Be'ez Hashem of life, and it's 100 years worth of shachas mincha ma'ariv and starim and so on. And Ayefus is probably the biggest, today, it's certainly the biggest shter and the biggest michshol of going weiter. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time when opportunities, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have so much that we, you know, that people didn't have. But Ayefus is there, and people dry up and dry out. Literally, that's kilo, and things become, you know, rofu yedehem is a type of reaction when a person is tired and just loses cheshek. He does things berifin yadayim. That's ayefus. And the antidote ayefus is to look for chiddush. But looking for chiddush is not, if you keep looking on the shetach for chiddush, a different thing, a different meshagas, different chachka, different whatever it is, those things, first of all, at some point, just also play themselves out. That's not where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave water, but down deep. And when a person digs for it, when we learn how to keep digging and finding something that we didn't understand before, and something breaks through and you understand it, it's cold water on a nefesh ayefa. It reinvigorates a person. The people who are able to keep doing it is not because they're immune to ayefus, it's because they have mayim karim. And mayim karim is dafke from Eretz Merchokim. Anything, when people ask, within the system, within the mahalak, within what I have, by definition, that's, if I keep doing that, I'm going to become oyev, because that has no limitation. I didn't reach a destination. I didn't hit a new point of chiddush. I didn't hit a new tainuk. So I will become bored of it. I'll become tired of it. And yes, I'll go through emotions. I'll do it, but it'll be but riffing your dime. It'll be very very half-heartedly, and then it dries up. The koyach achius, that's what the Goyen says is in the pasuk. The koyach achius is going to be a mayim that comes from Eretz Merchakim, and certainly a big part of a person's learning is supposed to be to consolidate what he has. It's not to look for grand chidushim and grand new things. Certainly, the bread and meat of learning is learning, but the chiluk of Torah that will keep a person refreshed is every time he breaks through to a nekuda that that he hadn't had before, that he hadn't even been able to understand. Something, a new ha'ara. That's something that is going to keep the person refreshed. It's so, at this Shabbos, when we deal with Amalek, and we deal with the fact that we were Oyef Yogea, the Oyef was a certain Simon for Mayim, we were dehydrated, we were sort of dried out. We need to understand where we get rehydrated. Where do we get that chiddush? And like I said before, this is probably the biggest obstacle to ruchnius for all of us. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, leaves yeshiva and the Torah and so on. But as life goes on, and even a person who's zoicha to be in yeshiva, is also not immune from ayefus. The antidote for ayefus is mayim karim, to reinvigorate a person. And the mayim karim is dafke meres merchakim. Every time a person pushes the boundaries forward a little bit, person goes to a nekuda that he hadn't been oimed on before, whatever tchum it is, wherever it is, that's the mayim karim. And we should be zoichem etz Hashem. It's I guess, if this is the zman, when we're going from, besides the specific little zman of a long winter with an ibiyar, but in the big picture, if this was our Achilles heel, that whenever we sort of wind down, that's where the problems start. At least we found some sort of matzumayim, we found some sort of water where we can dig into, and Be'ez Hashem use it for Loich Yom to keep that same freshness, to keep that same mayim karim for whenever the nefesh becomes ayefa. Ritvach. Thank you.